When I was in Uganda last month, we saw a bunch of drab songbirds called cistacolas. Many of the species in this group are named specifically for the sounds they make. There's a singing, chattering, whistling, trilling, bubbling, rattling, tinkling, wailing, churring, chirping, croaking, piping, zitting, and wing-snapping cistacola. I'm not sure how the winding cistacola got its name because it doesn't sound like someone is winding a clock, but thinking about all those names derived from the bird's vocalizations made me think about other birds whose names conjure sounds. One of my California birding friends, Jennifer Risenga, just posted an intriguing thought on Facebook. She wrote, "You know what's kind of weird? Trumpeter swans sound like trumpets with their mutes in, which would really make them muted trumpeter swans, except that would be too confusing since there's a species called the mute swan." Jennifer got her idea from Brian Wilson in the song Surf's Up on the Beach Boys' Smile album. One stanza goes, "The music hall, a costly bow, the music, all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swan." The trumpeter and mute swans are the two found regularly in America that are named for their sounds or lack of sounds. When I started birding, our third swan, what we now call the tundra swan, was the whistling swan for its calls. Geese are known for their honking, but none of them are officially called honkers. Our cackling goose, the tiny species that other than size looks like a Canada goose, is the only one whose name refers to its sound. And no ducks are called quackers or anything else that might conjure their calls except one group. The ones formerly called tree ducks are now called whistling ducks. In North America, only one bird has laughing in its name, the laughing gull. But around the world, there's a laughing dove, owl, kookaburra, and falcon, and a large group called laughing thrushes. I live with an eastern screech owl who has never, in the 16 years I've lived with him, screeched. Fully 160 birds in the world have babbler in their names. Catbirds mew. The barking owl of Australia and Papua New Guinea barks, but no birds are called dog birds. Bellbirds make a cool ringing sound. I recorded a bearded bellbird in Trinidad in 2001. That was the number 1,000 bird on my life list. Some bird names are obviously onomatopoeic for their vocalizations, such as the killdeer, various cuckoos, the whippoorwill, peewees, phoebes, and chickadees. The bobolink's name is ostensibly onomatopoeic, but I just cannot hear the supposed bobolink, bobolink, spink, spank, spink. To me, bobolinks sound like R2-D2. Common loons are not named for their loony tunes. Despite their distress and flight calls that sound like maniacal laughter, which people often think makes them loony, the name loon actually comes from an old Scandinavian word for someone who is lame, referring to the loon's inability to walk on land. In Great Britain, loons are called divers, and some ornithologists think we should change the American name to Great Northern Diver to match the name in the UK. Juliet was right that which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, but if a group of professional botanists suddenly decided to change a rose to something else, it would certainly be confusing. What's in a bird's name? It may conjure sound or fill birders with fury, but no matter what the species, a bird's name never signifies nothing. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.